This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be another meta-analysis on Monensin. Monensin basically is an antibiotic that is fed to both beef and dairy cattle that disrupts the cell membrane, primarily gram-positive, which basically digests fibers, and also lower protozoal counts that can recycle some of the microbial protein. Our listeners may think of Monensin as Rumensin, and that's exactly right, but Rumensin is the commercial name. So why do farmers look at Monensin as a feed additive? Well, it increases feed efficiency, it decreases methane production, and of course, with our global warming, that's always a concern here, and it can help improve milk production and lower metabolic diseases in cows. And so this group that did this, it was in the January 2023 Journal of Dairy Science, came from the University of Tehran in Iran. And what they did is that they did a new meta-analysis. And so here's how they improved it. First of all, that they looked at a sensitivity analysis and simply says, well, some studies will have more value than others because of cow numbers and designs of the research that's being used. Number two, they'll look at parity, the age of these cows that are going into the studies here. And they use what they call a two-stage analysis versus a one-stage analysis, which is another way of doing that. So they started out with, believe it or not, Bill, 556 journal studies. And first of all, which makes sense, they removed the goats, the sheep, and the buffalo. Believe it or not, that's 124 studies that were removed from it. Some of the studies were not reliable data. 163 studies were removed for that reason there. They selected very important variables. In this case, milk yield, dry matter intake, milk components, milk urea nitrogen, body condition score, and body weight. It had to meet that criteria. And then, of course, they put a time effect on it, only using those studies done from 2000 to 2021. So, Bill, they went from 556 studies down to 48 journal articles that they included into this study here. Next, they went in and grouped the amounts of Monensin being fed. They went from what we call a normal range or lower level, 7 to 20 parts per million, a higher level, 20 to 30 parts per million, and then the third group was 30 to 96 parts per million in the feeding program. Results are really interesting. First of all, when you went to those levels over 22 to 96 parts per million, there was a decrease in dry matter intake. There was no effect at the lower levels. Good news for my dairy farmers, because many of us are going to be in that same level as well. They saw an increase in milk yield, the level up to 23 parts per million. So again, the lower levels increased milk yield. There was no effect from going from 24 to 38 parts per million. But if they went over 38 parts per million, there was a decrease in milk yield. And that could be reflecting on rumen dynamics and dry matter intake at that point. Important numbers for our listeners, the optimal number in their research would say for lactating cows, 12.6 parts per million optimizes milk yield. There was a linear decline in milk fat in these animals in the study here. Not a big surprise because, remember, we are reducing fiber-digesting bacteria with the Monensin product here in the program. The optimal level to minimize fat drop was 13.5 parts per million. There was a linear increase in milk lactose. Shouldn't be a big surprise because one of the things that Monensin does is increase a propionic production, and that, of course, is a glucose precursor. MUNS increased linearly from 13 to 30 parts per million, and there was no effect on body condition score or body weight. So our take-home messages are, one, not all meta-analyses are equal. So you have to do a little bit of looking around and ask, how did they determine which studies to include at this point? The study of the design and analysis are going to be important in these various studies. And finally, Monensin continues to be a very popular and highly recommended product to keep in the feeding program.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday. Public comment now open for a proposed rule to reduce the threshold for school eligibility for meals served to all students at no cost. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
They have a significant number of free and reduced lunch young students, and we're proposing a rule that would reduce that threshold from 40% to 25%. Now, this provides some consistency with this program.
Public comment now open on the proposed rule. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.